Welcome to Metropolitan Stadium in Bloomington, for the game between the Cleveland Indians and the Minnesota Twins. Here are the starting lineups. For the Cleveland Indians. Batting in the leadoff spot. The third baseman, Toby Hara. Batting second. The center fielder, Rick Manning. Batting third. The right fielder, Bobby Bonds. Batting fourth. The first baseman, Andre Thornton. Batting fifth. The DH, Cliff Johnson. Batting sixth. The left fielder, Ron Pruitt. Batting seventh. The catcher, Gary Alexander. Batting eighth. The second baseman, Dwayne Kuiper. Batting ninth. The shortstop, Tom Verizer. Pitching for the Cleveland Indians, Rick Wise. For the Minnesota Twins. Batting in the leadoff spot. The second baseman, Rob Wilfong. Batting second. The shortstop, Roy Smalley. Batting third. The center fielder, Ken Landreau. Batting fourth. The first baseman, Ron Jackson. Batting fifth. The left fielder, Glenn Adams. Batting sixth. The DH, Danny Goodwin. Batting 7th. The right fielder, Hoskin Powell. Batting 8th. The catcher, Butch Weiniger. Batting 9th. The third baseman, Mike Cubbage. Pitching for the Minnesota Twins, Jerry Koosman. And now, play ball. Toby Hara is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hara strikes out. One out. Rick Manning is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Manning is called out on strikes. Two outs. Bobby Bonds is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bonds hits a fly ball into right field. Powell settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning one, with the score, the Indians nothing, and the Twins nothing. The Twins will come to bat. Rob Wilfong is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wilfong hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Bonds, who is chasing the ball. Wilfong reaches third base with a triple. Roy Smalley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Smalley hits a long drive deep into right field. That ball is going, gone. A two-run home run. It's 2-0, Twins. Ken Landreau is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Landreau hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Kuiper scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Ron Jackson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jackson hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Glenn Adams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Adams hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Jackson moves to second. Danny Goodwin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Goodwin is called out on strikes. Two outs. Hoskin Powell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Powell hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Kuiper scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 2, with the score, the Twins 2, and the Indians nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Andre Thornton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Thornton hits a ball on the ground towards short. Smalley scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Cliff Johnson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnson takes first base on ball 4. Ron Pruitt is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pruitt hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Adams. Pruitt reaches second base with a double. Johnson moves to third. Gary Alexander is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Alexander hits a fly ball for a double play. Pruitt moves to third. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 2. With the score, the Twins 2, and the Indians nothing. The Twins will come to bat. Butch Weiniger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Weiniger hits a pop-up towards short. Verizer settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Mike Cubbage is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cubbage hits a line drive towards third. Hara reaches out and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Rob Wilfong is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wilfong is 1-for-1 in the game, with a triple. Wilfong hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Roy Smalley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Wilfong. The throw from Alexander and he is safe. Wilfong steals second. Roy Smalley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Smalley is 1-for-1 in the game, with a home run. He's got 2 RBIs. Smalley is called out on strikes. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Twins 2, and the Indians nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Dwayne Kuiper is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kuiper hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Tom Verizer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Verizer hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Wilfong fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. Two outs. Toby Hara is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hara is 0-for-1 in the game. Hara hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Koosman fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Twins 2, and the Indians nothing. The Twins will come to bat. Ken Landreau is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Landreau is 0-for-1 in the game. Landreau hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Kuiper scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Ron Jackson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jackson is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Jackson hits a ball on the ground towards short. Verizer scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Glenn Adams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Adams is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Adams hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Kuiper scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Twins 2, and the Indians nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Rick Manning is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Manning is 0-for-1 in the game. Manning hits a pop-up towards short. Smalley settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Bobby Bonds is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bonds is 0-for-1 in the game. Bonds takes first base on ball 4. Andre Thornton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Thornton is 0-for-1 in the game. Thornton hits a long drive deep into right field. That ball is going, gone. A 2-run home run. It's Indians, 2, Twins, 2. Cliff Johnson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnson is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. Johnson hits a fly ball into left field. Adams settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Ron Pruitt is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pruitt is 1-for-1 in the game, with a double. Pruitt is called out on strikes. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Indians 2, and the Twins 2. The Twins will come to bat. Danny Goodwin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Goodwin is 0-for-1 in the game. Goodwin hits a fly ball into right field. Bonds settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Hoskin Powell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Powell is 0-for-1 in the game. Powell is hit by the pitch. Dave Edwards pinch runs for Hoskin Powell. Butch Weiniger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Edwards. The throw from Alexander and he is safe. Edwards steals second. Butch Weiniger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Weiniger is 0 for 1 in the game. Weiniger hits a line drive into center field. Manning settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Mike Cubbage is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cubbage is 0 for 1 in the game. Cubbage strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Indians 2, and the Twins 2. The Indians will come to bat. Dave Edwards now playing right field. Gary Alexander is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Alexander is 0 for 1 in the game. Alexander hits a line drive towards the right side of the infield. Wilfong reaches out and makes the catch for the out. One out. Dwayne Kuiper is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kuiper is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Kuiper hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Tom Verizer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Verizer is 0 for 1 in the game. Verizer hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Koosman fields it and throws to first for the out. Kuiper moves to second. Two outs. Toby Hara is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hara is 0 for 2 in the game. Hara is walked intentionally. Rick Manning is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Manning is 0 for 2 in the game. Manning hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. There goes Kuiper trying to get to home. Edwards throws the ball into Weiniger who tags Kuiper who's trying to score from second, for the out. Hara moves to second. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Indians 2, and the Twins 2. The Twins will come to bat. Rob Wilfong is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wilfong is 2 for 2 in the game, with a single and a triple. Wilfong hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Wise fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Roy Smalley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Smalley is 1 for 2 in the game, with a home run. He's got 2 RBIs. Smalley hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Alexander settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Ken Landreau is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Landreau is 0 for 2 in the game. Landreau hits a pop-up towards short. Verizer settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Indians 2, and the Twins 2. The Indians will come to bat. Bobby Bonds is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bonds is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. Bonds hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Andre Thornton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Koosman fires to first and picks off Bonds. One out. Andre Thornton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Thornton is 1 for 2 in the game, with a home run. He's got 2 RBIs. Thornton hits a line drive into left field. Adam settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Cliff Johnson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnson is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. Johnson hits a fly ball into center field. Landreau settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Indians 2, and the Twins 2. The Twins will come to bat. Ron Jackson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jackson is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Jackson hits a fly ball into right field. Bonds settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Glenn Adams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Adams is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Adams hits a ball on the ground towards first. Thornton scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Adams for the out. Two outs. Danny Goodwin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Goodwin is 0 for 2 in the game. Goodwin hits a fly ball into center field. Manning settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Indians 2, and the Twins 2. The Indians will come to bat. Ron Pruitt is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pruitt is 1 for 2 in the game, with a double. Pruitt hits a fly ball into center field. Landreau settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Gary Alexander is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Alexander is 0 for 2 in the game. Alexander hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Dwayne Kuiper is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Koosman fires to first and has Alexander trapped. There's the throw to Wilfong, who tags Alexander for the out. Two outs. Dwayne Kuiper is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kuiper is 2 for 2 in the game, with two singles. Kuiper takes first base on ball 4. Tom Verizer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Verizer is 0 for 2 in the game. Verizer strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Indians 2, and the Twins 2. The Twins will come to bat. Mike Hargrove now playing first base. Dave Edwards is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Edwards hits a ball on the ground towards third. Hara fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Butch Weiniger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Weiniger is 0 for 2 in the game. Weiniger hits a fly ball into left field. Pruitt settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Mike Cubbage is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cubbage is 0 for 2 in the game. Cubbage hits a fly ball into right field. Bonds settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Indians 2, and the Twins 2. The Indians will come to bat. Toby Hara is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hara is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk, Hara hits a ball on the ground towards third. Cubbage fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Rick Manning is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Manning is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Manning hits a ball on the ground towards short. Smalley scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Bobby Bonds is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bonds is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Bonds hits a fly ball into center field. Landreau settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Indians 2, and the Twins 2. The Twins will come to bat. Rob Wilfong is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wilfong is 2 for 3 in the game, with a single and a triple. Wilfong strikes out. One out. Roy Smalley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Smalley is 1 for 3 in the game, with a home run. He's got 2 RBIs. Smalley hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Ken Landreau is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Landreau is 0 for 3 in the game. Landreau hits a ball on the ground towards third. Hara picks it up and fumbles the ball. That's a base hit and an error on Hara. Smalley moves to third. Landreau moves to second. Ron Jackson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jackson is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Jackson hits a ball on the ground towards short. Verizer fields it and throws to home to get Smalley. Score that a fielder's choice. Two outs. Glenn Adams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Adams is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Adams hits a fly ball into left field. Pruitt settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Indians 2, and the Twins 2. The Indians will come to bat. Mike Hargrove is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hargrove hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Cliff Johnson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnson is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk, Johnson hits a long drive deep into center field. That ball is going, gone. A 2-run home run. It's 4-2, Indians. Mike Marshall now pitching. Ron Pruitt is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pruitt is 1 for 3 in the game, with a double. Pruitt hits a fly ball into left field. Adams settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Gary Alexander is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Alexander is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Alexander hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Marshall fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Dwayne Kuiper is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kuiper is 2 for 2 in the game, with two singles and a walk. Kuiper hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Tom Verizer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There's a wild pitch. Kuiper moves to second. Tom Verizer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Verizer is 0 for 3 in the game. Verizer hits a fly ball into left field. Adams settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 9, with the score, the Indians 4, and the Twins 2. The Twins will come to bat. Del Alston now playing left field. Danny Goodwin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Goodwin is 0 for 3 in the game. Goodwin hits a fly ball into left field. Alston settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Dave Edwards is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Edwards is 0 for 1 in the game. Edwards hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Kuiper scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Butch Weiniger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Weiniger is 0 for 3 in the game. Weiniger hits a line drive into right field. Bonds settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The game is over. The final score, Cleveland Indians, 4, and Minnesota Twins, 2. Goodbye from Metropolitan Stadium in Bloomington.